Scientists have created a mouse that looks a lot like a much bigger extinct animal, the woolly mammoth. Researchers say their woolly mouse is an important step towards achieving their ultimate goal, bringing a woolly mammoth-like animal back from extinction. NPR science correspondent Rob Stein has more.
Woolly mammoths were big, shaggy elephants that roamed the tundra until going extinct thousands of years ago. A Texas biotech company called Colossal Biosciences wants to bring the mammoth back by genetically engineering modern-day elephants to have key traits from the mammoth, like their long, thick, golden coat. And they say they're a lot closer now with their mini woolly mammoth mice.
For us, it's an incredibly big deal.
Beth Shapiro is Colossal's chief science officer.
This is really validation that what we have in mind for our longer-term de-extinction projects is really going to work.
To make these woolly mice, Shapiro and her colleagues started by comparing ancient genetic material from mammoths with genomes from modern-day African and Asian elephants to pinpoint genes responsible for making the mammoths distinctive.
And then we look in the mouse for those same genes and instances where those genes have been involved with making a woolly coat or longer hair or changing the color of the hair.
So they could use the latest gene editing techniques to breed mice that mimic mammoth characteristics. And it appears to have worked.
We ended up with some absolutely adorable mice that have longer, woolly, golden-colored coats.
As well as fat metabolisms like the mammoths had to survive in the frigid Arctic.
This is exciting to us because it confirms that the genes and gene families that we identified using our comparative genomics approach really do cause an animal to have a woolly coat and a golden coat and longer hairs. And this is the way that we're going to create mammoths for the future.
By someday, editing the genes of the mammoth's closest living relatives, Asian elephants, so that they have the traits that made the mammoths mammoths, and then hopefully releasing herds of these animals into the Arctic. Now, other researchers say the woolly mice are exciting.
You know, I'm pretty skeptical about this, but that mouse is pretty adorable. And for people like me who want to understand the genetic basis of traits, this is particularly impressive.
Vincent Lynch is a professor of biology at the University of Buffalo. But Lynch and others caution a mouse is not an elephant. So who knows if they could do the same thing with that species? And even if they could, is that such a great idea? Critics say the money would be better spent saving living species on the brink of extinction. And who knows what unintended consequences could result? Carl Flessa is a professor of geosciences at the University of Arizona.
I don't know what the downside of having a bunch of hairy Asian elephants stomping around in the tundra might be. They don't know what would happen. They can't really assure me that, oh, everything will be just fine. Everything will be just like it was back in the Pleistocene. I'm not ready to play God like that.
Colossal scientists say introducing mammoth-like creatures back into the tundra could actually repair the environment where the mammoth once roamed.
Our intention is to recreate these extinct species that played really important roles in ecosystems that are missing because they've become extinct.
Colossal also says the molecular tools the company's creating for the mammoth could be used to save other species from going extinct. The researchers hope to have Asian elephant embryos engineered with mammoth traits by next year, and their first mammoth-like calves in about 3 years. And they're already working on also resurrecting the dodo bird and the Tasmanian tiger. Rob Stein, NPR News.